hey, a new year, Baltimore, what's going on with our city?
We got the January issue out on newsstands now.
Yep.
And I am loving this cover. Are you looking at the cover right now?
Yep.
Five beautiful women, all dressed in white, very diverse. I just sort of love the message of this cover and the beauty of it, and it makes sense for our beauty issue, our first ever. So these five women, they all live in Baltimore. They're like real women. One happens to be the director of the Walters Art Museum, but one is a party planner, and one is a blogger, and one works for a hospital. And they sit down with our style editor, Lauren Bell, and they talk about standards of beauty and how they've changed and how social media has affected their perception of themselves and how their upbringing has affected their sense of beauty. And it's this really honest, kind of no-holds-barred chat about beauty in the 21st century that I think everybody's going to enjoy. And then after that, if you keep flipping through the pages of the beauty issue, we get to the Beauty Awards, which I know you care about deeply. Which is just like all the great places and products in Baltimore for the best of beauty, whether it's for, you know, eyebrow procedures, hair procedures, facial, stuff like that. And then, because men care about beauty too, and men are sort of affected by all of these high standards and these sort of artificial standards put forth by social media, where everybody is able to sort of Photoshop their way into beauty or stylize the perfect picture to make themselves look different from what they really are.
Right.
We have four guys talking about their perception of beauty and what beauty means to them and how they feel about that. So it's a pretty interesting cover story.
Somebody's going to learn something that's going to affect their life, too, when they read this. And I'll tell you, I used to have my hair cut by Harold Elmer Parker. He was hep. Over at Geometrics on the Square in Canton.
Oh, my God, I remember that place.
Yes, and he did.
My God, we're old.
Yes, we are. But, I mean, he did John Waters movies and stuff. He was just so
good.
Oh,
he was the coolest. Yeah. Totally.
Yep. And
so men care about looking good, too.
They do.
And I think it's really important for men to be able to sort of talk about that and the pressures that they feel about being beautiful. And, you know, that's why I'm so happy with that cover story. And I really do think that both men and women are going to really enjoy reading it. But,
yeah,
of course, that's not all we have in the issue. We also have a story that I love by Ron Cassie called Season of Suck, which is a good title, I think.
I love that title.
Yeah, so this was about in 1969. The Colts, the O's, and the Bullets, who used to be our NBA team, back when we were fortunate enough to have an NBA team, they all lost in the playoffs. They all were favored, and they lost to teams from New York. The Orioles lost to the Mets, and the Mets were like the underdogs. And then the Colts lost to the Jets.
Yep.
And then, the Bullets lost to the Knicks. So it was the Season of Suck, and we take you back to 1969 and just the misery that everybody in Baltimore was experiencing. I mean, can you imagine anything worse than all three teams losing to New York teams?
Yeah, that's demoralizing.
Yeah.
That makes you feel like a stepchild, step city. You know?
So that's a real fun story that I think people, well, it's kind of fun / infuriating, but I enjoyed reading it.
Well, I was five, so I wasn't too mad.
Exactly.
But, Max, it's awesome, man. Hey, this magazine keeps people up to date with this town, but it also shines some light on some things that you might not have ever thought about or know about. Like this cover, like you were saying, the five women on this cover from all different backgrounds. I mean, you've got different ethnicities here. They're all beautiful.
I know. And that's what I like about the cover, because these women, to me and to the world, they are really beautiful, but they're not the typical woman that you would expect to see on the cover of a magazine. One's wearing hijab, one is a little overweight, they're different ethnicities, but they are all so beautiful. And they're shot in this really simple way because they're all wearing white. And, you know, it kind of makes me think of, like, Vogue magazine a little bit. Also, you know, that Dove soap campaign about, like, you know, real beauty.
Yeah.
And then they just, like, keep it real, man, the way they talk. I mean, it's like I said, it's a no-holds-barred, freewheeling conversation, and I think people are going to learn a lot about it. But then, you know, we are a magazine that tries to sort of inform readers as well. So we do have the beauty awards. You can actually learn about the beauty procedures and products that you might want to try in the region as well. So, yeah, I mean, you know, this obviously we timed it because people have New Year's resolutions. But part of this idea of the beauty issue is that your resolution should really be to love yourself and accept your own beauty and find the parts about yourself that you find beautiful and put those forward into the world. And that's really what the concept of this issue is.
Yeah, make your goals realistic, attainable, and accurate, you know, like with a number. Like, you know, if you say, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds, then you've got a definite goal, you know?
Yeah. And I like to make resolutions that are, like, really easy to achieve. I'm like, you know, sort of, like, low expectations. So here's my – I have two resolutions.
Okay.
One is to drink more water because I really need to drink more. I drink Diet Coke. It's a bad habit.
Yeah.
So, right, drinking more water seems like a very attainable job.
Yep.
Okay. And then the other one is – this one's going to be harder. Stop biting my nails.
Oh, you do that really still?
Yeah, I put nail polish on my fingers to try to stop. Yeah.
Oh, man. I paint my nails, too, Max. I do. And
I love that.
Yeah. I have black fingernails. It's cool.
I do, too. I love that. That's good.
Good. Awesome. Well, I love talking to you. And you can come in here anytime you want. You know that. If you have some announcement to make or some, here you go. This is your microphone.
Oh, you're the best. Thanks so much, Dash.